This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon, and joining us now, a geologist, executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Virginia, Gregory Wrightstone. Thank you for joining us here in St. Louis.
Oh, good to be on with you. I love St. Louis. I've gone out there many times to speak at the Eagle Forum Convention's annual work. So I love St. Louis. In fact, the last time I was in St. Louis, five Antifa protesters came in the middle of my speech. So that's what I remember about St. Louis.
Well, hopefully we can implant some better memories too, or maybe you got a little chuckle out of it too. We've seen a lot of narratives that have been flying around, national narratives. We've seen a lot of, I guess, left-leaning narratives when it comes to the climate and this absolute tragedy at Camp Mystic in Texas. I wanted to ask you about that. So for someone that has studied this and looked into the climate narrative and how it is often wrongly quoted and invoked in a political fashion, how do you think this tragedy has been handled so far?
It's been handled very poorly by some of the left-leaning media. I'm looking... In fact, I'm finishing up a newsletter about this tragedy, and I'm looking at headlines here from NPR, National Propaganda Radio. Floods are getting more dangerous around the country, not just Texas. ProPublica, the Texas flash flood is a preview of chaos to come. Inside Climate News, climate change helped fuel heavy rains that led to devastating Texas flood. And they're all wrong. If you look at the science, the facts, and the data, which is what I do, I'm a scientist, a geologist, we look at what's actually happening and put it into a longer perspective. And we see that these unusual events, and this was an unusual event, but what they don't tell you is if you look over the last 100 plus years, there have been floods even worse than the one we just saw on July 4th in that same Guadalupe River. And so you have to look at this. And I've also gone to the NOAA data, National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, got their data. I was able to retrieve data back to 1996, not a century of data, but we've got 30 years of data on flash floods in Texas and find that they've been in decline since 1996, not increasing. If climate change was going to be responsible for this, you should see some relationship with that. And the other thing, we're finishing up a Texas report, Climate in Texas. The subtitle is No Climate Crisis in the Lone Star State. Although, the reporting in the mainstream media is that Texas is experiencing heat waves that are increasing, maximum temperatures that are increasing. But again, we looked at the NOAA data. We have that data going back to 1895. So we've got I'm a geologist, not a mathematician, 130 years of data. And we find this is 1895, the percentage of days per year that we've seen 100-degree weather has been in decline, under 100-degree temperatures. Maximum temperatures in Texas have also been in decline. And it's it just flies that the facts just don't support this disaster narrative. And what they have to do, they being this climate industrial complex, they've got to generate this climate of fear. And they need to alarm the population in order for them to gladly accept what we're going to be, up until the Trump administration took over, great restrictions on your free. Everyone listening today, over the last, particularly 4 years, but dating back to the Obama administration too, the EPA, Department of Energy, and others were just systematically restricting your listeners' freedoms, weren't they? Just by, they were trying to impose. Now, bear with me when I tell you I'm pro-choice and proudly pro-choice. And what I mean by that is, I think your listeners should have the choice of what kind of car to drive, how to heat their homes, what kind of ceiling fan to buy, dishwasher, you name it. If they're listening right now in the comfort of their home, and they probably are in their office, just look around. Almost every electric appliance you look at has been overregulated, and you don't have the freedom, you don't have the opportunity to buy as many of those, and everything's more expensive because the government now, under the Biden administration, was dictating to you what you could buy because of climate change. And so, I mean, just look around. You look at at your lighting in your home. No incandescent light bulbs for you. Look at your dishwasher. An hour and a half to dishwash the dishes, and they still aren't clean. You should have the ability, if you want to spend a few more bucks, to have something that's efficient. That's by efficient, I mean, that can actually wash the dishes. And so your listeners' freedoms have been systematically removed. And that's what we're seeing rolling back of these overreaching regulations from Lee Zeldin at EPA, Chris Wright at Department of Energy, and others. Boy, it's just good stuff coming out of D.C. now. Just yesterday, Trump signed another executive order about this, rolling back federal subsidies. We're talking tens of billions, maybe $100 billion of federal subsidies supporting uneconomic wind and solar. And I understand there's more to come. So this is good for the American people, good for our budget, and good for the environment.
Yeah, what I've noticed, and you know, maybe we can look at this a little bit, because when we discuss the claims that we saw during the Biden administration, certainly during the Obama administrations about climate change, they said we need to spend these billions and billions and billions of dollars in order to research and implement alternative energy, or we need to tax and we need to make sure underdeveloped countries aren't affected by the guilty things we do here in the United States. Do you think there's a chance that maybe as we cut back funding on these ineffective programs that had real no impacts, that maybe we'll look at events like what we saw in Texas and we could start mitigating some changes when it comes to our infrastructure to try to prepare ourselves for some of these things happening? Because that's the stuff that's really going to save lives. If we work with the infrastructure to try to stop these, you know, waters coming into where the water shouldn't be, maybe the sea levels or maybe rivers overflowing, things like that, because we have so many people living in these areas that are prone to this anymore, we should be using that money to protect them as opposed to saying we need to invest in these companies that are going to go bankrupt and nothing will happen.
Absolutely. I think the first thing we have to establish is there is no climate crisis. There just is not. And in fact, my latest book, which is A Very Convenient Warming, we've gone beyond that. I show that modest warming combined with increasing CO2 is leading to the Earth's ecosystems that are thriving and prospering, and the human conditions improving. Humanity's benefiting from modest warming and more CO2. And so what we look at, you're right, spend this money on mitigation. The hill country of Texas is quite unique in that they're very, very prone. They call it Flash Flood Alley. If you just search on the web, Flash Flood Alley. And it's this hill country that the elevation increases 500 feet or more over a fairly short period of time. There's very thin soil. So when it does rain and there are gullies, it's mountainous, there's no soil virtually to soak up any of the rain that falls. So it's prone to flash floods. What we need to have there, and it's, I don't know if it's criminal, but it's, why was there no warning system that was in place? They knew that this area was prone to these. Granted, this flood was extreme, and but again, we've had other floods higher than that over the last 100 plus years in that same area. It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. An early warning system would be to get everybody aroused. I don't know what it would take, but it would certainly be a lot less in expenditure than what the damage was there and on the loss of life. So when it comes to these other things they're trying to do, they're trying to solve a non-existent problem, throwing money at it. When in fact, if we look at it, we have to admit, yes, temperature has been gradually increasing over the last 100 plus years or more. And it's thankful, because we look back through time, and one of my favorite topics is this close correlation between human history and temperature history. And we find that just systematically over the last thousands of years, higher temperatures have always correlated with huge benefits to humanity. We saw great empires and civilizations arose during the previous very warm periods. And we're in a warm period now, and it's warming, thankfully. But it was the cold periods. If we look back through the Greek Dark Ages, the Dark Ages, the Little Ice Age, these old cold periods were just horrific to humanity. I mean, we saw famine, starvation, mass depopulation during the cold periods. Isn't that just opposite of what we're being told? History tells us that we should welcome the warmth and fear the cold. So, you know, so people like Al Gore and John Kerry and Greta Thunberg, they would call me a science denier. I'm nothing of the sort, but I would call them history deniers, because they're denying what human history and climate history tell us. We should welcome the warmth and fear the cold.
Mm. As they would say, how dare you? Okay, so if Gregory Wrightstone, if people wanted to find you online, where can they go?
Well, COtoCoalition.org, COtoCoalition.org. My latest book, if you just Google two words, convenient warming, you'll take you either to my website or to buy it on Amazon. So convenient warming. And so we've got, we're very proud. We're the preeminent scientific organization in the world fighting back against the climate crisis nonsense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, there is a lot of this nonsense that goes on with it. And, you know, what I find is that if we were to audit the amount of money as a nation that we've spent on this over the past 20 years and see what the results are, we would look at it as a cost analysis and realize that even if you truly believed the things that were being told to you, the finances don't check out. You would notice that they're not effectively spending the money the way we should effectively be spending taxpayer money. There's much better ways to handle this sort of thing, even if you do buy into it, that maybe there is some common ground here that people can reach, and then they can actually find some solutions that both people could agree to that benefits the nation.
Well, I'm going to push back on that at all. You're talking about solutions. If there's a solution, there has to be a problem. I look at I just do not see a climate crisis problem. We just don't. I mean, look at vegetation is increasing greatly from the near polar regions to the equator. Crops are breaking records year after year after year from the coldest countries to the warmest countries. Increasing crop production is outpacing population growth. Deserts are shrinking, forests are expanding. What they're doing is these people, this climate industrial complex, I call it. I'm sorry, they're flat out lying to your listeners every day about this, and we can see just point time after time after time and item after item that they're being lied to. So, I don't give an inch on trying to find a solution to a non-existent problem. We shouldn't spend, not only shouldn't we not spend the trillions that are being proposed, we shouldn't spend one red cent to solve a non-existent problem. Let the people keep the money, spend it.
This is where I would say that I think you can find something that you would agree on. And this is where I would look at it. I would say we got old levees, we got old bridges, we got outdated sewers, we got no places for this water to run off to. The drainage is bad. We're overpopulating areas that are prone to flooding. I say we can look at that and say, spend the money on infrastructure and mitigate those problems that are natural. Use the money to mitigate those problems. And I would say that the other side would agree with that. Okay, even if we were to spend the money that way, it would be effective in our ledger if we looked at it. It would be fiscally responsible to spend the money that way as opposed to where they have spent it.
It is. But this Texas, this hill country, it's hard to see, unless you just, and maybe they should, it's just ban people from building within in these floodplains. But then again, are you going to ban people? I have lived in West Virginia for a number of years, and the only place to build a home are in the floodplains or in the mountainous areas. That's the only place that's level, that's, unless you go to the very top of the ridges. So you're confined to these the areas that might flood. And the same with the hill country. Where are you going to put your homes and your camps? It's not on the sides of the hill. It's a little bit more complicated. In that area particularly, I think a good use of the money would be an alarm system, because they did have forewarning, but the people just didn't know it. An alarm system, there you go. It should be pretty cost effective.
Gregory Wrightstone, geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Virginia. Thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.